Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. It is the sweetest,
sweetest, sweetest, sweetest name I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest, it is the sweetest name. Name.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
That is just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
yeah, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
I love the name.
Oh, how I love the name.
Oh,
love the name Jesus.
Good morning.
How everybody doing this marvelous Monday?
Marvelous Monday. Miraculous. Powerful. Wonderful. Happy. Elated to be here. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Doing great. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing pretty good at the doctor's office. Getting a little checkup today.
Nah. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Getting a little checkup. I believe that's what we do. Every time we open up this Bible, we get a little checkup.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Good. I pray that God has blessed over the weekend that I hear you, that we still in the land of the living.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How you doing there, bro?
Hey, what's up?
Top of the morning, my brother. Top of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Another Monday.
Mm-hmm. Another day's journey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be on mute for a while. I'm in this doctor's office, but I got the board. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. How you feeling today, Ralph?
Just wonderful. How you feeling, bro?
I can't complain. I'm here. We almost to another milestone, another year. We got to thank God for that. We got to praise God for that. And it's Christmas holiday.
It's yes, sir.
Season.
Mm-hmm.
Season. Christmas season, man.
Yes, sir.
If I can, Ms. Moore, I want to talk a little bit about the perfect gift this morning.
Perfect gift, okay. Perfect gift.
The perfect gift. My. The
yes,
perfect
sir.
Gift this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it a such thing as a perfect gift for Reverend Henry?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Is there such thing as a perfect gift? Help me go
experience.
Gift this morning, if I can for a minute.
Yes, sir.
I want to pray that everybody be blessed over this holiday season. And everybody be full of joy and of good spirit over this holiday season. My. The perfect gift, friend. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble as we can this morning, oh God.
Thank you again, God.
We thank you, Father God, that you saw fit to bring us together on one occasion, on one accord, once again, to lift your name up, oh God. Because if you know your name, you lift it up, you are all men and women to be. So I thank you once again for God's plan, oh God. I thank you for the platform, my God. I thank you that you're in the midst, day in and day out with us, oh God, to do your will. Not our will, but let your will be done in us. Move in a mighty way, oh God. Have your way. So I pray that the meditation of my mind and words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight right now, oh God. Oh, I pray that you let it flow off my tongue like the rivers of living water. I pray that you touch Reverend Henry. Reverend Nutty, as you sit in the doctor's office, oh God. Reverend Brian, Father God, as he comes, as he go this morning, oh God, in the workplace, oh God. Touch every man and woman under the sound of my voice right now. Help them be blessed this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that your word don't return void, but it do what it is said to do this morning. That it touch your body this morning, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank God. I want to talk a little bit about the perfect gift this morning.
Yes, sir.
I remember the perfect gift this morning, Rev. If I can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go,
over
to Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah. Let me get there for a minute. I'm going to go over to Isaiah 9. I'm gonna start at verse five. Yeah, Isaiah 9. Right. I want to talk about the perfect gift this morning, and then I'm gonna listen what it read like in the New International Version of the Bible. It says, "Every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood, will be destined for burning." Will be fuel for the fire. Listen what it reads like. Listen what Isaiah talking about. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Help me, Holy Spirit." It says, "And the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end.
Yes.
My God. The perfect gift. Listen what it says. He will reside on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. The vow of the Lord Almighty will establish this. I want to talk a little bit about the perfect gift. Jesus gave us the perfect gift when he gave us the Son of God. He gave us the perfect gift when he gave us the Son of God. It says,
"Yes,
for to us a child is born, to us a son is given." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Oh, I'm here to tell you this morning, Reverend Harry, that that's some good news right there.
Yes, sir.
He gave us a good gift right there. He gave us a good gift right there. The perfect gift right there.
Yes.
He gave us the perfect gift with this mighty God he presented to us in Isaiah 9. I raised the question, Rev, really, that is there any such thing as a perfect gift?
Yes.
They say he would be the Prince of Peace. He will have the government on his shoulders. He will be an everlasting father. And there will be no end to him, Rev. I can go out on a limb and say that's the perfect gift for anybody.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's the perfect
gift
for any man, any woman to receive our Lord and Savior. My. That's the perfect gift for the holiday season, to receive the Lord as your Lord and personal Savior. Because the Word of God tells me that he's a Prince of Peace.
Yes.
He's a Wonderful Counselor in the time of need, Reverend.
Yes.
Oh, that means he can comfort you. When you're going through some things, right? That means he can talk to you when you don't got nobody else to talk to. Oh, that means he can smooth you over when you don't feel so good. Oh, when you're in a bind or between what I like to call a rock and a hard place, right? seeking.
Yes, sir.
Make a way out of no way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He can make a way out of no way. He's a wonderful counselor. Oh, it also says he's a mighty God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He,
mm-hmm.
he's a mighty God, man. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting God. He ain't going nowhere, man. My God, my God. It's for me,
yes,
on this morning,
yes, sir.
As Reverend Brian was saying, it's a meat on this morning. Good meat make his own gravy.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling us something. He's the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
You have peace when you find this wonderful counselor, this mighty God I'm talking about right here, this
mm-hmm.
everlasting
mm-hmm.
Father. Oh, help me, Holy. You have the Prince of Peace on your side, Red. My God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My God, my God, my God. You have the Prince of Peace, and he will have the government on his shoulders. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he will reside on David's throne. Oh, help me, though. Oh, help me with this. We know David. We
yeah.
know David. I like David, man. I like David. David was
mm-hmm.
a man after God's own heart. If this God that I'm talking about is going to reside on David's throne, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, then this is the perfect gift. My God, my God. This is the perfect gift for somebody, man. This is the perfect gift.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Somebody in this holiday season. Oh, I like David. Let me go back to David a little bit. I like David. David is a smooth brother. You know, David, even though David did some things that wasn't so good in God's sight, he still was a man after God's own heart. Oh, David was an adulteress. He was a murderer, Reverend Harry. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But he still was a man after God's own heart. Oh, he still loved God. My God. And if
mm-hmm.
he's going to sit on David's throne, oh, that's telling me a whole lot right there. Oh, so we got this wonderful counselor. We got this mighty God. We got this everlasting Father and this Prince of Peace that we can give somebody in this holiday season, man. My God.
Yes, sir.
That may be the perfect gift, brother. That may be the perfect gift for somebody in this holiday season. I don't know who. I know I accept him as my Lord and Savior. But I don't know who need this gift. But that's the best possible perfect gift you can give anybody in this holiday season. My. And that's all I got this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading over that this morning, and it touched me a little bit. And I was reading, and I said, wow, that's the perfect gift right there.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
That's all I got. Praise God and the blessings of his word, my brother.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That perfect gift that so wonderfully talked about it. Praise the Lord. The Jews were to be delivered from the yoke of many of their oppressors. Praise the Lord. And so is God. Does even still today deliver us from those that would be oppressing to us that they were looking for. Savior, praise the Lord, praise the Lord of God, so came and blessed them, for unto us a child is born, and a son is given, a gift that he talked about, you know, a gift is a present that you receive it, that you don't pay for this gift, praise the Lord, hallelujah, if there would be currency to pay for this gift, it would be a life living unto God righteousness. Hallelujah. If you feel like you've got to pay for this gift, why not pay for it in good works towards our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? For unto us a child is born. Is he born in your heart? Is he born unto your heart? Though he is given, a son is given to us, but is that child born in your heart? Have you accepted him to be your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Have you accepted what he does for you, O Calvary's cross? Hallelujah. Then you can say, like Brother Red did, that's the gift that has been given unto us. That's the perfect gift, the good news, the saving, the salvation has come. Whosoever will receive this gift that God gave unto us. Praise the Lord. Beautiful way he explained to us that the government surely will be upon his shoulders. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The government is upon his shoulders. Oh, hallelujah. So since the government upon his shoulders, I think we should put a cross and bear our own cross upon our shoulders. And how will we do it? Take up our cross and follow him. Take up our things that he's given unto us to take up. Take up and be a blessing. Hallelujah. My cross probably is different from your cross, but whatever your cross is, take it up and follow. Praise the Lord. So beautiful, brother. Beautiful this morning. This morning, the gift, we talked about the last week, what is a good news? Praise the Lord. God so blessed, and now this we're talking about, what is the perfect gift? We're throwing out the money. Hallelujah. Is the question is asked, is there a perfect gift? Yes. And the perfect gift is the good news. We praise God today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Randy, for that. Beautiful this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got a Martha sending in some golden nuggets, as we call them. When I joined the ranks, of humility, born into the humblest condition. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Humility is born in the humblest condition here, even the way Christ was born. in a stable. baby, hallelujah, was brought forth and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. There will soon be the King of Kings, the ruler of rulers. A mighty counselor, as our brother talked about, remind us of a mighty counselor, the everlasting father, the prince of peace. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today. Beautiful day. We said all of this was necessary to provide the relationship with me that you now enjoy. To the end of my life, I was taunted and tempted to display more of my awesome power than my father's plan permitted. I could have called down legions of angels to rescue me at any point. But I like about it, Brother Ren, he decided to die.
Oh, yeah.
It was a decision. He didn't have to, but he decided. That's a gift. See, he paid a debt that he did not owe. it was our debt to pay, but he paid for it because we didn't have the currency available to pay for this. We didn't have pure blood. and it took a blood sacrifice, a pure pure, not mixed with any animal blood, but a pure human sacrifice. And he did it all for us. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, she gives us. Until now, you have asked nothing to my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:24. And also it gives us, nothing lies beyond the reach of prayer except that which lies outside the will of God. Think about it. Think about it. Nothing lies beyond the reach of prayer except that which lies outside the will of God. If it's outside his will. Oh, hallelujah. But everything that's within the will of God, and that's why it's good to say, God, if it be your will, this that I'm asking of you, Lord, if it be your will, if it's in your will, if it won't hurt, but it will help. Hallelujah. Many things we ask for, but it may be just outside the will of God, or just outside what God wants for us. Hallelujah. Might be outside of his plan, but if it's in the will of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Annie. Also, one last thing she gave us. She gave us spreading joy. Spreading joy. Take the joy of Christmas with you every day. And I'm glad she sent that in, because this gift, this perfect gift that our brother talked about this morning, if we put it in our heart, we can enjoy, and then we can experience Christmas every day within our heart. Every day he can be a mighty counselor to us. Every day he can give us joy in season and out of season. Every day. A song one day said, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. But every day you come to know him, hallelujah. You just don't know him all in one day, but every day. That's why we should renew our minds daily. Daily renewing our minds. We see something different every time, or we learn some more about him. The more we commune with him, the more we sup with him, how we commune with him, how we sup with him, read his word, meditate with him, sit down, have dinner with the Lord. How do I have dinner with the Lord? I sit down and I commune with him in his word, and his word go in and fulfill me, and he revealed revelations unto my soul. Hallelujah. He revealed his word. He opened up things that I might not have seen before. Hallelujah. He revealed new things, new mercies every day, new morning. Hallelujah. This is it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, brother, for this beautiful word. Thank you, Lord, for the word, the message, the messenger. And thank you for allowing us to receive such a perfect gift. Such a perfect gift. Some people only really look at it around December time, but I'm glad you blessed us to look at it even throughout the year, because the more we look at it, the more we're blessed by it. The more we partake of it into our hearts, the more we see life. Hallelujah, in the way it should be. God bless you. Beautiful today, brother. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. If there be someone, now the time where we push the one button and say thank you, or what they got out of the lesson, or want prayer. Now's the time, hallelujah, or just to tell our brother thank you for asking the question, is there a perfect year? Praise the Lord. Is there a perfect year? Yes, sir. Yes, it is, my brother.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
I think I missed the message. I was trying to get in. I had so many calls on my phone
until it pushed all my numbers down. So I actually thought someone had deleted my numbers. So I went in through my text messages and tried to get in that way. So remember, you may see a text message that says, did they change the number?
Okay.
But as I started deleting numbers, then the numbers that I had actually had in my phone started to come up again. So So it came up. So that's how I was able to get in. But everybody, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Man, praise the Lord.
My oxygen levels, that's what my oxygen levels, and I was already on the border of diabetes because trying to eat healthy, I used to just make fruit smoothies, just straight fruit. And that's what actually kicked in. So I was already borderline. But so when I got COVID, and then they started giving me steroids, and then that to do that. So basically now it's just, well, I'm at home, so it's my oxygen level, and then just trying to keep my insulin level down.
Praise the Lord.
So those are the two things. Do get a little winded, but. Man, my brothers and sisters, this was the most beautifulest thing that could have ever happened to me. And y'all probably said, that brother crazy. That brother crazy. But you know you have to go through something. And I realize whatever a person goes through in their life, it's for them. You know. And everybody on the outside, like Reverend Brown always say, you know, pray for them because what they go through is for them. And when I was in the hospital, Holy Spirit said, yeah, just like Job. What Job went through was for Job. And now I see why his friends couldn't really understand it in the beginning, you know, because it was for Job. But the Most High had already said, he said, have you considered my servant Job? So what Job went through, it was already for him. And so, you know, it allows me to look at things so different now that when somebody go through something, who am I to say thus and thus and thus and thus, you know? Because it's for them.
Yeah.
It's for them. Yeah. And, my mom, she said, yeah, I was upset with you because you did this, you did that, you know, and you allowed this. I said, Mom, this was for me. If you're going to be upset with anybody, you got to be upset with the Most High. Because this is his thing. I had nothing to do with this, regardless of how it looked on the outside, regardless of how it came down. It was still for me. And ain't nothing I could have did, ain't nothing I could have said to stop it. So you just let it be, you know, and pray for me. So, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good, everybody. I'm doing good. And, y'all just keep praying for me and pray my strength on the Lord. That's it. That's it.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for
yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing, for your healing. Praise the Lord. There'll be another. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Randy?
I'm here. I'm right here, bro.
For unto us a child is born.
Yes.
A son is given. Thank you, Lord.
My.
Perfect.
A redeemer. A redeemer, Reverend Harrington. Yeah.
Yeah. Brother, that's what That's what he asked. He said, is there such thing as a perfect gift? But Brother Randy talked about this morning, Isaiah, the 9th chapter, starting about that 5th verse. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 9:5. Then we read 5, 6, and 7. Praise the Lord. 5, 6, and 7. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, when you really look at the picture as a whole and what took place in the garden, he knew that we was going to need a way back. Because of the fall. And he loved us just that much.
And he
sent us someone that would turn us around. And that's why I want to say on God's plan, it's about repentance and baptism. That's what the message is about. A redeemer, but we still have to repent and be baptized. And that's my job, you know, to tell the whole world. So when I talk to people and they can't understand, you know, it's about repentance and baptism as an individual and as a whole. Every nation needs to repentance and baptism needs to take place. And that's my message. That's my message to everybody. Repent. Be baptized. You must be born again. You must be born again.
Praise the Lord. You must be born again. That's so true. That's, and to be born again, you must accept. You know, a lot of us, a lot of people, they thinking they just believe. Believe is not only an acceptance and agreeing, you know, but it's believe enough to do what it says. You know, you believe that if you go to work, you're going to get a paycheck on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, you believe it. So why not do a work for the Lord? Because you believe after a while, payday's coming.
Right.
So do that work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Experience. Take advantage. A gift ain't no good if you just set it up and never use it. What benefit is that gift to you if you just set it aside and don't take part of it? I don't care what it is, but if something is given, see, a gift is something that's given unto you. Use that. You know, a lot of gifts are words spoken. A lot of gifts are advice given, handed down from my parents. Those are gifts. Knowledge
right.
is a gift.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Mom,
you right.
say bald sense better than toe sense. You know, you have to pay for things because your heart, if you would do what you say, so you ran out there and you bumped your head. But if you'd have listened to the advice that they were trying to give me, you wouldn't have to go through certain things. But I'm glad about it. What God has for me, it is for me. If he has a whooping for me, it's for me. Because that bout sense, you know, that's when you have to pay because you won't listen. But what it does, it creates something within you that, man, nobody has to tell me. I found that out for myself. Even though they told me the stove was hot, but when I finally touched that stove with my hand, I knew that it was hot. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, brother. Oh, man, it's so much in that, brother Brandon. Perfect gift. That perfect gift,
phone.
You know, that gift. That perfect gift. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's one of them gifts that just keep on giving. The more you use that gift, The more that's you commune with that gift, the more you get out of it. That gift,
that's
hallelujah.
Right.
That wonderful counselor.
Yeah.
That mighty God.
Yeah.
It said, the everlasting Father. That Prince of Peace. You know, if you have trouble, think on Jesus. Hallelujah. The Prince of, it said the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Think about it. If you're heavy laden. He tells us to take his yoke upon him. For his yoke is easy and his burdens, they are light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that gift. For unto us a child is born. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. What a beautiful way to start off our day with waking up in the morning just to tell him thank you. You know, I may not have all the oxygen. I may not have all the ability, but the ability that I do have, oh, I thank you, Lord. One thing about it, when you keep giving him thanks in spite of what you go through, you tell him, thank you, Lord. oh, hallelujah. If he allowed you to endure some, tell him, thank you, Lord, for it is an experience that nobody never can take from you. It's an experience that you will always marvel. It's something God uses trials and tribulations to teach us. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Brother Randy, wonderful counselor. Oh, hallelujah. He uses things to teach us, hallelujah, trials. And, oh, other people may look upon him like, oh, I just can't understand. But, oh, in that trial, and you understand and you hear God's voice, and you and he shows you why he had to do you the way that he had to do you, because he's a wonderful counselor. Mighty God. The everlasting Father. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Boy, I feel his Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. God. Though he lay us down, but he puts us up. Hallelujah. And he holds us in his arms. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He keeps us. Hallelujah. He understands us because he knows us. But he is our creator. Hallelujah. He knows all about it. He knows what is for me. He knows what is for Brother Darrell. He knows what's for Brother Randy. He knows what's for Brother Nutty. He knows what is for Brother D. He knows what is for Reverend Brian. Hallelujah. Brother Tim. Brother Mary. Brother Martha. He knows us all. And he puts it all in Romans. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And call is to the according of his purpose. Hallelujah. And we know and we love on one another, and we adore one another, and in that we're worshiping God, and we're loving on God because he's all about love. Hallelujah. Scorn not the Solomon would tell us, scorn not the man that's down today, but share with him his sorrow. To mean old cool world, you may be down tomorrow. So the one that God decides to lay him down for a moment, for whatever reason, then those of the body should be praying, hoping for the best. Hallelujah. And in that work that God is doing, that individual comes to know that he's a counselor. comes to know him in a very way they didn't know before, but when in that time that he allows us, oh, hallelujah, to be laid down, he comforts us, he speaks with us, hallelujah, he talks with us, he walks with us, then we experience a miraculous healing, and it creates a testimony within us. We say, I once was young. Now, oh, and I never seen the righteous forsaken on his knee begging for bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, brother. I'm just eating on that gift. I'm just enjoying that gift. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Boy, see, some people, they only want to praise the Lord for the good things, but I've learned to praise him in even what we would call bad, even thanking for sickness. Because I know if he allowed me to enter into this, I know he's going to do something about it. He don't do things just to be doing them, but he's going to create a work. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I'm going to come out on the other side and say, thank you, Lord. Whatever breath I have, thank you, Lord. How, whatever percentage it might be, thank you, Lord, because I know you're able to make it 100 again. And I know whatever it is, I know that you're able. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's able. He's able to make a way out of nowhere. Every time I breathe, I just say, in the name of Jesus. Victory is in his name. Healing is in his name. Breath, the very air we breathe, is in his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, brother, for the word today. Thank you, Brother Darrell, for coming in.
Lord.
And, oh, hallelujah. Just to tell him, thank you.
Lord.
My good. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I see victory, Brother Darrell. It's all right, but I see victory. I see victory in the name of Jesus. I see victory. Hallelujah. 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 Though you slay me, but yet, well, I trust in you. I found him to be a friend. I know what he did for me last December. You remember last December? Hallelujah. Last December, I was struggling real hard.
Yeah.
I missed December and then summer, January.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
But God has done a work.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
So I know it ain't no secret what God can do.
Right.
What he's done for us, he'll do the same. Hallelujah. He don't love me no more than he loves you. He loves us all. Hallelujah. And he'll keep you. He'll put his hands up on you. He'll raise you up. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thanks be to God.
What I was thinking about. I said, I'm in the classroom. I'm hearing that. Maybe I'm hearing the same play.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
All glory, all honor.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Hallelujah.
You know, old Rev Allen, right? He used to come to my church time, right? So
yes,
when he come in, he had to, you know, he had to have his walker. He had to sit there, you know. He had to sit there until the Holy Spirit, until the Holy Spirit get out there. Then he get up, he stand up, and he get to dance and walking around at those stages and singing and clapping and moving. You know,
yeah.
You know, all that, you know, that pain and all that, his leg hurt and all that go out the window once the Holy Spirit
Oh, yeah.
In the name of Jesus. Rest his soul. He passed away now, old Rest Allen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. His glory.
Oh, yeah.
God is so wonderful. Even in, you know, and we can't even counsel. Who can counsel God? You know, who can tell God, well, God, I don't think you should do this or that. Though, and I understand there's a place where the righteous, we can't dispute with God. But see, you're talking to an awesome, all-being, almighty, all-knowing one that knows. See, we don't know tomorrow, but we just know today. We don't even know the next hour, but God knows eternity. Hallelujah. And he knows just how to move the pieces up on the board, if you will. Anybody play chess or checkers down here on earth, we just understand in the spiritual realm our checkers, but God has mastered the chess. Hallelujah. Yes, and he just knows where to move every piece that it will fit together into eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, he knows just what degree to move us, to place us, that we will work all together, so fittedly and with Christ as that cornerstone. Thank you, Lord. He knows where to turn the heat up, and he knows another place to turn the heat down. He knows where the other place to let praises pour out. Hallelujah. And you know, in another moment where we all should be silent. Hallelujah. He knows. Hallelujah. What no one else can know. Hallelujah. He knows. Hallelujah. And he sees what no one else can see. I can't see Brother Randy right now, but I hear his voice. and my ears have to take the place that my eyes cannot help me right now. But if they work together, the heart is blessed. Hallelujah. If we work together, the heart is blessed. God bless you. Right. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Beautiful, brother. We started somewhere, Brother Ren. I'm trying to leave this thing alone, man. I just, man. Thank you, Lord. The perfect gift.
Good meat making long grain. A
Jesus.
Lot of meat on that bone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Lord. The top of the morning. I like how you say that, brother. Top of the morning. The top of the morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
As soon as we wake up in the, you know, we on top. As soon as we wake up, it'd be nice if we just say, good morning, God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see this day. I may not feel like I want to feel, but I think that things are as well. And see, that's where our forefathers, our parents and grandparents, you know, thank you, Lord, for early morning arises. My last night lying down, I laid down in faith, hoping and expecting to see this day, but God, you made it a reality. So I just said, I don't want to start off complaining, but I want to start off thanking, Lord. New mercies, a new morning, top of the morning. Thank you, Lord. A new day, a new chance to maybe get right that there's something I may have left undone. Hallelujah. Give me another chance and I may go fix something. Give me another chance and I bet might be more pleasing in His sight. Give me another chance, another day, which is a gift in itself. A gift in itself. Hallelujah. It was something that was given. A gift is something that's given. You didn't have to pay for it. Hallelujah. But it's something that's given to you. Hallelujah. And the more you use it, the more it will benefit you. Because we're the one that change is so needed. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're the best Christian, you still can't stand. Hallelujah. You still can't stand without Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're the best one, because your blood can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our best were filthy rags before him, but with Jesus, we can do all things. Because Christ, he will strengthen us, he will keep us, he will hold us in his arms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful. Beautiful today. Thank you, Lord. And I'm just overjoyed. I'm happy because I see victory. I see him going to do a healing. I see him going to give Brother Randy more strength. I see him going to bless Nutty with a good doctor's report. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I see victory. I feel his Holy Spirit right now. Oh, hallelujah. That he's going to rest, rule, and abide with us. I feel him. Oh, hallelujah. This Christmas, we're going to take advantage of that gift and just keep on giving. It just keep on giving. It keep on every time the Spirit move upon our heart. My prayer is that we will pray, that we will thank God, hallelujah, and that we will love. It don't cost nothing to love. Oh, hallelujah. That we will love, hallelujah, as Christ love us. In Jesus' name, I thank him. Oh, I thank him. Oh, I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If there be not another push of the one button, Brother Randy, you can pray and we'll thank God for this day. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, make sure you in your prayers pray for that. Pray for Brother Darrell. Yes, that God will continue to increase his oxygen and give him strength in him, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, there'll be nobody else. We close on out here.
Yes, sir.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you once again for your Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you that you gave us the clarification of what a perfect gift is.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just rule and reign, oh God. We ask that you continue to teach every one of us. Help us decrease as you in us. In the name of Jesus. Remove anything that's not in your liking right now. It's just about the girl's love this morning, oh God.
Yes.
Help them become whole again. As we know you're able, we know you.
Yes, Lord.
God, we know you gave the blind man sight before, oh God. We know you healed the guy from leprosy, oh God. We know that you cast out demons, oh God, and that you remove mountains, oh God. So we know you're able and we know you will. Touch this brother and continue to help him desire to strive to want to be great in your name, to do great things for you, oh God. Oh,
yeah.
Bless rest this morning, oh God, as we made it through. And, oh, it's been
thank
a bumpy road. He said in January he was having problems. Oh, last December he was having problems. Yeah. We just ask you to just help us strive and loosen everything and get out of the stronghold that comes up against us. We thank you for God's plan. We thank you for every man and woman that came out today, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I ask that you touch their heart, oh God, that the word be embedded in their hearts, Lord, oh God, and they just use it in everyday lives, Jesus. As we leave this place, we never leave your presence, oh God. We ask that you just move by the way. In Jesus' name, we have a thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I hear you.
That's it.
Yeah. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready.
They were ready.
And I'm giving those others a chance to get right. So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Accept.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off. Anyway.
Face the facts.
Face the facts.
And you will never stray.
And you will never stray.
Turn your faith loose.
Turn your faith loose.
He will bring you out.
He'll bring you out.
And give you.
Yeah.
So don't
question God. Just accept. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
You're losing the battle. I want you to jump up on your feet and say, I got the victory.